right. So, this must be this episode four.
This is episode four, the reunion episode.
The reunion special.
This is a very special reunion episode.
By popular demand.
Yeah, we actually got one email.
To That's Not Interesting.
That's Not Interesting. It's notinterestingpodcast.com at gmail.com.
Dot is actually spelled out
D-O-T-C-O-M.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the email, if I remember correctly, said something along the lines of, love the show, keep up the good work, congratulations on putting up your first couple of episodes, please read this on the air, and it was signed Jeff. So
I just think it's great that our number one fan is also on the show.
That would be me. I'm Alan.
And I'm Alan.
And I'm Jeff. And
we're here with Pablo.
Pablo.
We still have time to play Who's in the Bathroom Now?
Pablo, would you like to be the next contestant on Who's in the Bathroom Now?
Yes, so what do I
you
do?
Just, who's you just, you tell us who's in the bathroom.
Is it, Melissa?
Will we accept that?
And Dumpy?
Dumpy? Yeah, yep. Dumpy says Dumpy yes! Says don't yes. you wag your tail. Melissa is in the bathroom.
You won. Congratulations.
So what do I win?
Well, let's ask Melissa.
A free trip
Melissa,
to the bathroom.
Melissa, come here, tell Pablo what he wins.
I was in the bathroom.
Tell Pablo what he wins, but he guessed who is in the bathroom.
You win this thing that you already have.
I was in the bathroom.
Which can go, it makes a lot of shapes, right?
Yeah.
Which may segue into our next segment.
Segue.
Oh, yeah.
One is a sphere. Another is...
Saturn.
Yes, that's Saturn, absolutely.
Can I ask you a question about that?
It also flattens out entirely.
Not many people
and
know this.
And it can make an R shape as well.
But Melissa's actually a spokesperson.
She's a proprietor.
For a very important new venture.
What would you like to talk about?
The Shape Store.
Tell
us a little bit about it.
So you can get a variety of different shapes there. We also do shape consulting. So if you're not sure what shape you need, you can see a shape expert at the Shape Store. Newly added are commission shapes. So you design the shape, and we 3D print that shape for you.
Sounds great.
Wait. Do you have different colors, too?
We don't do colors. We just do shapes.
No, that's a different story.
The color.
Yeah, you gotta go to the color store. It's fun.
It sounds like you guys must be really busy down there.
We're not, actually, because we haven't opened up yet.
Oh.
We're still in the planning phases.
Oh, I see.
We can't get the shape of the store right.
Well, you had some good shape consultants.
Yeah. It's a shape-tastrophe at the moment. Does anybody want to move on to the next segment called Who Wants to Pluck a Nose Hair Out of My Nose?
No, I think we should talk about
the
politics.
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not talk about politics? First of all, let's talk about the weather.
Oh, yeah.
It's unseasonably warm.
Oh, my God. You're not using scissors.
Yeah, no. Cut his fucking nose off.
Can you take off your glasses, please?
You have to narrate what's happening here.
Wait.
For the show.
So, there are scissors approaching Jeff's nose.
Just don't hurt me, please. No, it's not the nostrils. It's the top of the nose. I'm like a rhino.
Blood everywhere.
I'm a rhino.
Oh, my God. It's
and
on the top of the nose.
I've never seen that before. That's disgusting.
Oh,
got it.
All
that's
right.
Awesome. It's already
over. So we're on to politics.
I don't know if I can talk about anything after seeing that. I feel changed as a person.
Do you
want
to touch where it was?
No.
Can you save it? Save it.
Don't. Why are you putting it in my fridge?
Put it in a secret place. Put my nose here in a secret place.
Don't put
it in
my fridge.
It keeps longer that way.
So
anyway, we were talking about the inevitability of Donald Trump becoming the nominee for the Republican Party.
But that was yesterday. Today, it's not him anymore. It's Ted Cruz who's leading the polls.
Yeah, but that will be different at the end of the week. It's going to be Donald again.
Then there's a whole other year.
Yeah, there's a whole year.
I mean, the bottom line is...
Who is running mate should be.
Yeah.
Would you like to know who it is?
Wait, Pablo should guess.
Yeah.
Carson
Daly? That's a good guess.
Better than that, though.
Does he also have black nail polish?
No. But he does wear a black leather jacket.
Yes, he does.
He also smokes like this.
Maybe our listeners can get it, and they can email us in the next 10 seconds. 5 seconds. 1 second.
You know
little
this isn't
boy.
Live, right?
Yeah, no. If they emailed us right now... with the answer, we could talk about it on air.
Yeah, sure. So whoever emails us first will get $1 million if it gets it right.
Yeah. Wait, $1 million?
I mean, they would have to randomly
you can't
email.
Promise that. No, right now.
If they email us right
the next minute.
They email
a minute?
Us.
Yeah. You guys, we don't have $1 million.
Maybe you don't, but...
Yeah, but no one's going to email us in a minute.
Yeah, but it could happen, like serendipitously. Someone could email us the answer, which is...
So
Andrew
you're
Dice
listening...
Clay. Oh, shit! I just blew $1 million.
If you're listening, just email us. Just random words.
Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast right now, I don't be...
At any moment, we could be sitting down promising you $1 million.
Yeah, you should just email... This for future reference, email us $1 million.
So why Andrew Dice Clay?
Oh.
Why Andrew Dice Clay?
Because it could be the Trump Dice Clay ticket.
Yeah.
Trump Dice Clay.
Trump Dice Clay 2016.
I mean, they have the same temperament, you know? They're very,
they're very British.
Similar.
They're very British.
They're definitely British. That British accent of Trump's?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so ridiculous.
So Spice Girl.
That's classist.
Do we want to get into that?
No.
No.
The walls have ears. Have you ever heard that expression before?
I've heard
they
have
ears.
Ears.
The hills have
eyes.
Right?
Yeah.
No, well, you know who has a fist?
St. Paige Bauer.
Who has a fist?
I really don't know.
So I'd like to go into regular Phil.
Yes, we have not done a regular Phil segment.
Well, how do we introduce regular Phil? It's like really hard to explain.
Well, we have to cut to regular Phil.
I think we need to have fucking Keith on.
Yeah.
Oh, Keith could be regular Phil.
He could explain He could explain the whole thing.
Foreshadowing.
Wait, no, but that's too much
information.
That's
a good shape.
That's a good shape.
Oh, Fabergé egg.
What does that mean?
What?
Fabergé
egg.
Yeah.
Fabergé.
Like a Russian thing.
Oh, like those are the Russian eggs?
They're porcelain and jeweled and all that.
Yeah.
What is the name of the Yugoslavian? Is it Yugoslavian or is it Czech? Egg painting. Where they do the Easter eggs, they're super detailed.
Harry Smith is into that.
There's a special name for that.
I think Fabergé egg.
Fabergé.
No,
yeah,
it's not Fabergé. Those are the jeweled ones. These are just painted.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Harry Smith.
Shinko or some shit.
I forget what that's called, but it's really pretty.
Yeah,
it's like
so nice.
Is it Slobodan Milosevic?
I think it's like Ukrainian and all that.
It is Ukrainian.
Yeah.
It is Ukrainian.
She did toilet paper on that, she said.
Back in old country, we put toilet paper on an egg we call art.
I think you're being racist right now.
You can't be racist if they're white.
Wait, is this racist?
That's
this
be
a good. That was
okay, you're right. You're being.
Oh, wait, that's a. Yeah,
xenophobic.
Somebody already does that.
Xenophobic, you're being
no.
Wondershosen.
Is that Wondershosen?
Yeah.
Not bigoted. That's the other word.
No, you know what? It's Tosh.0.
It is a little bigoted.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean,
it's a little.
There's another word I'm thinking.
In old country. It's like US, UK imperialists.
It's something to have to do with
this guy that comes
ethnic,
in the store.
Ethnocentric.
There's this
Eurocentric.
Xenophobic. He looks just like he looks just like Elvis. If Elvis was born in like an Eastern European country and was alive today,
he is born every day in a European Eastern country.
So he's Eastern European Elvis. And you only see him in the...
Hold on, wait, I want to go further.
You only see him in the winter time because, you know, he grew up under harsh, cold communism. And so when it starts to warm up, he just goes to cold places and he just lives perpetually in the cold. And he's constantly, like, just snot pouring out of his nose.
Does he write music?
No.
So not peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Well, Elvis didn't really write any
music.
Wait,
what part of the Soviet bloc are you talking about? And, you know, the shittiest part. Well, they're...
Soviet Bloc Party?
Yeah, the Soviet
Bloc Party.
Party.
Yeah,
Party.
Yeah, yeah.
That's been done. That's an EDM band.
No, it's not.
In the fucking 90s. Bloc Party?
Soviet
Bloc Party?
It's spelled
do
PLOC.
Do you not get the before and after either? Jesus.
Bloc Party wasn't from the 90s.
Oh,
that's not interesting.
Everyone's touching my dick today.
Alright, well, with that, we're going to end episode 4. Thanks for tuning in.
Why are you always
if
ending it?
We've offended you. Please send us an email. We really want to do like a hate
a hate mail segment.
Yeah, we'll do a hate mail segment. And coming up on the next episode, it's where... Oh, wait! We forgot. I'm sorry. I know we're going to end it, but next time we're going to talk about that wasn't interesting, which is what we talk about after the podcast is over.
Yeah, you tune in next time for the stuff we didn't think was important enough to include.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This time. Yeah, that's right. Stuff is whatever. That's right. Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.